Wind farm, and in case you're not familiar with this story, on Monday we had residents from the area in studio with me to set the scene in the meeting, and apparently more than 300 people from the Holyford, Cranford and Monaseed areas attended a public meeting in the Amber Springs Hotel on Monday night amid growing concern over the proposed Kilmichael Wind Farm development. The meeting was organised by No to Kilmichael Wind Farm Campaign Committee and featured guest speakers Stephen Keogh and Adrian O'Neill from a campaign group based in O'Loughlin, County Carlow. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Both speakers addressed what they described as significant shortcomings in Ireland's current wind energy planning framework. So in the interest of balance, I have the full statement. Now, this was received yesterday afternoon, just before lunchtime yesterday, from Regnum Renewables. And to be fair to them, I'm going to read it in full, so please bear with me, because it's a bit long. It's quite long, actually, but it's, to be fair to them, I need to read it out in full. Regnum Renewables Developments Limited, Regnum, is currently at the pre-planning stage of a proposed 8-turbine wind farm development at Kilmichael Hill, in addition to a 110kV substation at Glandorran, County Wexford. Subject to planning approval, the project has the potential to generate approximately 55 megawatts of renewable electricity, supporting Ireland's transition towards a more secure, sustainable and domestically produced energy system. Ireland's National Energy Strategy aims to achieve 80% renewable electricity by 2030. Given current threats to our energy security and the need for additional generation to support a growing population and economy, renewable energy is central to achieving these objectives. Located approximately 5 kilometres west of Goree, Kilmichael was identified as a potentially suitable location for the proposed development following detailed site assessments, which demonstrated a strong and consistent wind resource, the ability to achieve appropriate setback distances from existing homes in line with the Draft Wind Energy Development Guidelines 2019, accessibility to the national electricity grid, no significant ecological constraints identified through ongoing environmental reviews and on-site surveys undertaken since March 2023. Regnum recognises the strong local interest in the proposed Kilmichael Wind Farm and welcomes the fact that members of the community will have a range of views and questions regarding the project, as is common with all renewable energy developments of this nature. It's important to us that local residents have access to clear, factual and up-to-date information throughout every stage of the process, alongside meaningful opportunities to engage directly with the project team, raise queries and share feedback. Through the development phase, Regnum has engaged with local residents, landowners and stakeholders and remains committed to maintaining an open, transparent and constructive dialogue as the project progresses. A dedicated full-time community liaison officer was appointed to the project in 2024 and together with the wider project team remains available to meet with and respond directly to anyone in the local area with an interest in the proposal. A dedicated project website has been operational since June 2025, sharing key project information. Regnum first identified Kilmichael as a potentially suitable location for the project in Q1 2023, with initial engagement commencing with local landowners shortly afterwards. Engagement with elected representatives began in June 24, when meetings were held with all Goree Cambuckridge councillors to present an early outline of the proposal, followed shortly afterwards by engagement with local TDs. Wider community engagement commenced in June 2025 through an additional consultation process on the proposed development, following further progression of discussions with landowners regarding the proposed development and completion of a preliminary feasibility assessment. As part of this process, the Regnum team conducted door knocks and leaflet drops at 119 properties located approximately 1,200 metres from each proposed turbine, resulting in direct engagement with 67 property owners. A second round of localised community engagement took place in February 2026, following the finalisation of the proposed substation location. During this phase, 121 properties were visited, including those located within a 500-metre radius of the proposed substation, resulting in 56 direct engagements with local property owners. Project information leaflets, including contact details for the dedicated project team, were left at all properties where residents were unavailable. Follow-up visits were held with any resident who requested one. As part of the ongoing suitability assessment and pre-planning process, a comprehensive programme of environmental and technical studies remains underway. This includes detailed assessments relating to visual impact, noise, ecology, traffic and broader planning considerations. These studies will inform a formal planning application, which will be subject to the statutory planning process and full regulatory scrutiny. Feedback received from the local community will also form an important part of the final application process, with submission scheduled for September 2026. Wind farm developments with a total output exceeding 50 megawatts may be considered strategic infrastructure developments under the Planning and Development Act. It is a mandatory requirement for a prospective applicant to enter into pre-application consultations with a commission and obtain a notice from the commissions stating whether or not the proposed development is regarded as strategic infrastructure development. As the proposed project has an anticipated capacity of 55.2 megawatts, Regnum has entered pre-applications within commission, notwithstanding this. Regnum has maintained regular engagement with Wexford County Council officials and elected representatives to ensure they remain informed as the project develops. Should the project proceed, it will deliver a significant long-term community benefit fund, circa €250,000 per annum, and property rates, circa €700,000 per annum, administered at local level and shaped through community input to ensure it supports the priorities and needs identified by those living closest to the development. And for those of you who need to contact them, it's very important that I read out the final lines of this statement. It says, Regnum encourages anyone with questions or an interest in the project to engage directly with them by telephoning on 087-223-1340. That's 087-223-1340, or via email at kilmichael@regnumrenewables.ie. That's kilmichael@regnumrenewables.ie. And for further information on this, it's regnumrenewables.ie/projects/kilmichael wind farm. And as promised, I would read it to you in full. It's very detailed. And look, we await your response to what you hear from that.